This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we welcome Chris Crowley to the show. Chris is an R&D project manager and senior mechanical engineer with 20 years of experience in medical devices, pulse oximetry, imaging, geophysics, consumer electronics, and other industries. He has developed a lot of fascinating products. The most recent one is EverSleep, which just got fully funded on the crowdfunding site Indiegogo. Mr. Crowley, a pleasure to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Thanks very much. I can't wait to talk about EverSleep.
And I'm certainly looking forward to hearing all the details. So for starters, can you tell our audience a little bit about your background and as it pertains to health and medical devices to kick things off today?
So I'm a mechanical engineer by training. I started with a small company that was purchased and purchased and purchased and finally became GE Healthcare, one of the biggest medical device manufacturers in the world. That facility closed in 2005, and I've been independent ever since then, doing imaging, ultrasound, MRI, pulse oximetry, anesthesia equipment, surgical navigation. So I've made my whole career in medical device design.
So, Mr. Crowley, what is EverSleep, and can you tell us about how it was developed and funded? Give us some details in those regards.
Sure. So there are three founders, myself, another founder who is also an engineer and has a lifelong career in medical device design, and a third guy who is a clinician and an entrepreneur, and he founded a chain of 20 sleep labs throughout the Midwest. So the three of us together, you know, we see these trends, these big mega trends in healthcare, and it's about consumers becoming the owners of their data and consumers becoming more responsible for their own healthcare. And we know that 60 million Americans suffer from sleep problems, probably more than that. There's at least 18 million Americans that are undiagnosed sleep apneics. And we wanted to bring that sleep lab technology to the consumer. Currently, if you think you're having sleep trouble, you are signed up for a sleep lab, which may cost $1,200. And in this era of high deductibles, that's a lot of money out of pocket. So EverSleep brings this critical oxygen measuring technology in a very small wristwatch sized device straight to the consumer. And you can buy it, you use the device, you get a report in the morning. But even more importantly than that, even though our device is absolutely the most advanced technological sleep monitor that a consumer can buy, our real crown jewel is a sleep analysis engine that aggregates these 40 measurements that we make throughout the night and sort of cross-correlates them to a questionnaire that you've filled out with some medical history and some just questions about your day. And we provide plain English, very simple coaching and tips about here's what's wrong with your sleep, here's why it happens, here's some do-it-yourself things to try, maybe a product to try to help whatever particular problem you're having. And then, you know, you make that lifestyle change and you wear EverSleep again maybe a week later and see if your measurements are better. And super exciting news is that our prototypes now, we have about 30 handmade prototypes. They are providing some amazing results to people in friends and family testing. So that's it in a nutshell. We want to bring the technology of a sleep lab along with clear, plain English analysis and coaching directly to the consumer.
Certainly some awesome news there. Now, what are your future plans for EverSleep at this point?
Oh, boy, that's a funny question. We've got a ton of ideas. For now, we need to get the company off the ground. We already have signed up a U.S. distributor. We've got a bunch of interest globally. We had a Japanese engineer in town with one of our beta testers who essentially begged our beta tester to buy the unit. So we believe there's global need and desire for this unit. As our company progresses, we've got several technology improvements that we think we can add, which will be even more specific and give you even better sleep analysis. Literally, sort of the same technologies that they use in a sleep lab. There are people who have sleep apneas and other breathing problems or snoring problems that are related to body position. So that's probably our next big technological push, is measuring body position simultaneous with snoring, breathing interruptions, pulse rate analysis, and the motion analysis that we do today.
Today we are visiting with Mr. Chris Crowley, an R&D manager, senior mechanical engineer, and entrepreneur with over 20 years of experience in medical devices, geophysics, and consumer electronics here on eHealth Radio's Health News and Sleep Health Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. So, Mr. Crowley, any tips for medical device entrepreneurs?
Well, sure. And it's important to note, I'll say this about Eversleep, and I'll say this to any other entrepreneur who's out there. You must be very careful about the differentiation between an FDA-cleared device that's allowed to make claims, and that's really the basis of any medical device in the U.S. is whether you can make claims. And even though I've designed 20 or 30 FDA-cleared medical devices, we've chosen to leave Eversleep as a consumer device. So we don't make claims, for instance, to diagnose sleep apnea. All we can legally say is that you've had these breathing interruptions. And so to any entrepreneur out there, I would say be very careful. You know, if you're going to go for a true FDA-cleared device, then understand the implications of that and the testing required and the documentation required for your development. If you're going to make a consumer device, and be very clear about what claims you can make and what claims you cannot make. It's easy to overstep the line, and you need to be sure that you don't do that. Other than that, it's the first step is to start, right? Get to it. Start working an hour a night, and hope your dreams come true, because it's a great field to be in right now.
And I certainly couldn't agree more with you, and super advice in all regards. Where can the audience go to find more information about the crowdfunding campaign?
So it's easiest right now to go to geteversleep.com. Again, it's www.geteversleep.com. That will point you straight to our Indiegogo in-demand store right now. As you mentioned, we did successfully complete our crowdfunding. In fact, we more than doubled our crowdfunding, and we are in the Indiegogo in-demand store now. That Get Eversleep website, in the next couple weeks, we will roll that to be able to also place pre-orders there. But for right now, it's kind of a landing page. You can always go to geteversleep.com, and we will put you on the list to get you an Eversleep.
Certainly impressive. And Mr. Crowley, not only are we honored to be a part of getting the message out, but we certainly wish you all the best, and hopefully we can get you back on with an update as things move along right here on eHealth Radio. Thanks for joining us here today.
Well, very good. It's, you know, in the last 2 years, I've really found out that sleep is such an important problem in the U.S. these days. And it's very interesting how lack of sleep is related to stress and heart disease and weight gain. And so anybody who thinks they're having any trouble with sleep, do something to get better. You, even if you're older, even if you're 50 or 60 years old, you do not need to be tired every morning. It's not a healthy way to be. So good luck to everybody, and thanks for having me on your show.
And we certainly do appreciate those parting words. We've been speaking with Mr. Chris Crowley, an R&D manager, senior mechanical engineer, and entrepreneur with over 20 years of experience in medical devices, geophysics, and consumer electronics. And to learn more, visit geteversleep.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.